Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
A legendary Nat King Cole, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day, 2015. My 19th consecutive live Christmas show. And this is at least the 10th one, maybe the 11th one, with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is an attorney with Jones Day, the author of many books, including the Bible on franchising, franchising and licensing, and two ways to build your business. And now I think I've got the second edition. I don't know if there's many other editions out there, but so many other books, folks. Go to Andrew Sherman on Amazon, and you'll find all the books he's written, and you'll find one that will help you there. Andrew, thanks again for being here. JonesDay.com, right?
That's right. Thank you very much for having me, and it's a great tradition. And a great friendship, Jim. I got to tell you, I know I caught the tail end of the last segment, and you were talking about legacy, and you know that stuff is so important to me. And you know, each year you get older, you spend less and less time thinking about the past, and more about what you're going to leave behind. And,
that's exactly right.
You know, if you're a writer and a speaker and an educator in your heart, then you know you want to just continue to build that legacy as best you can. And those of you that are listening today that are business owners, you want your business to be your legacy and think about succession planning. So there's a lot to be said there. And using a day like Christmas or New Year's Day or something to pull yourself away from the day-to-day firefighting and be a bit more contemplative about these things. What better day than Christmas afternoon to sit with either a cup of hot coffee or a great glass of whiskey or whatever your pleasure is and think about your life and what's maybe left of it.
When you look out across, as you do business across the globe, Andrew, do you see business being more or less about the humans or do you see it more about the deal and the leverage and the money? What do you think?
Wow, that is a very insightful question. I would say that it's tipping in favor of the humans, and we spend so much time...
From your mouth to God's ears.
Yeah, we spend so much time criticizing the millennials, but you know what? The millennials know better than you and I. They are more people-focused than we were.
They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
Well, and
I mean that. I take them to task when it's appropriate. But the first thing I always say about the millennials is that they're probably the best people we've ever raised.
Well, you know, I have between my two kids that are 26 and 24, and all the students that I interact with teaching at Georgetown and teaching at Maryland. I mean, we always talk a lot about my books. We don't talk a lot about my teaching, but you know, I've won a lot of teaching awards. I spend a lot of time in the classroom, and you know, I interact with these millennials a lot more than the average 54-year-old.
Right.
And I see a lot of issues, but I see a lot of good. And there are future leaders, and they are more human capital oriented.
Yeah, don't you think they're going to be when they meet? You know, I wrote a piece recently that was published by American City Business Journal. It's called "The Disconnect Between Wall Street and Main Street," an essay. And I believe that this generation, I pray that this generation will reconnect Wall Street and Main Street the way it was 30 years ago.
Yeah, I think that they will. So back to your kind of forecast question, I see a relative degree of optimism. It's a smaller level of optimism than we had at the outset of 2015. If we think of it like a party, people went into 2015 pretty optimistic. They ate their appetizers. They had their first drink or two. The party is perceived, and I think somewhat accurately, to be sort of winding down. It's not over yet, you know, so people are still having a good time, in terms of being somewhat bullish on the economy. There is still the Wall Street, you know, Main Street disconnect. I agree with that essay, and I've seen it. But there's a perception, even among those who are at the party, that it is not going to last forever, and we don't know exactly when it's going to end. My gut is something like the following, and you can hold me to this over my appearances in 2016. As long as we don't have too many more Parises and San Bernardinos and other unexpected horrible events, the first quarter of next year should be strong. People are still doing deals. People still have money, capital that's been raised. We finally got some relief in crowdfunding and the rules on part three. So
tax reform got
exactly.
Done. The section 179 and all that. That's
right.
Good news.
So I think what's going to happen is the following. I think first quarter and possibly second quarter, people are going to be optimistic. Third quarter is going to start slowing down because the elections are going to get serious. Everybody's going to be in wait-and-see mode. If we get a Republican in the White House, depending on which Republican, I think 2017 could be Party City again, as everyone expects, you know, that it'll be a positive economic environment. If we get the wrong Republican in there, I won't name names, it could be sort of neutered. If we get a Democrat in the White House, there could be concern that we've got 4 or 8 more years of heavy regulatory burdens and other things, and that could declare a temporary end to the party. Now, if the Democrat that gets in the White House, his first name begins with a C, and if she takes a leadership lesson from her husband, things could stabilize.
She's got a lot more left-wing favors to pay back than he ever had to. That's something to be concerned about. Hold on to that thought. Good report from our good friend Andrew Sherman. And he and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us, Tintin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.